Have you ever wondered like what it would really take for AI to like level up,
Wow.
to solve like the really complex problems? The ones that seem straight out of science fiction. Well, get this, the secret sauce might be something surprisingly familiar. More brain power.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, today's deep dive is all about how the latest AI tools are getting a boost in the smarts department.
Cool.
We're going to be looking at excerpts from a blog post
Okay.
about this new tool called ChatGPT Pro. And trust me, this isn't just some techie inside baseball thing.
Right.
This has implications for everyone.
I'm all ears.
All right. So
Yeah.
what's so fascinating about ChatGPT Pro?
Well, what's really interesting to me is that we can actually measure intelligence in terms of computing power now.
Now,
And the more computing power an AI has access to, the more complex its thinking can become.
yeah, so it's like imagine trying to solve a giant Rubik's Cube
Right.
versus doing a simple Sudoku puzzle. Your brain needs way more energy for that Rubik's Cube,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
And that's exactly what's happening with AI, right?
Exactly. And we're at this point where AI needs just a massive amount of computing power to tackle those really gnarly problems, like curing diseases or modeling climate change.
Okay, so ChatGPT Pro, this isn't just another free AI tool, right?
Oh, no.
This is serious stuff. We're talking $200 a month.
Yeah, you're not
That's
kidding.
some serious AI.
That price tag definitely tells us something,
Yeah.
right? They're not messing around.
Yeah.
It's clear that ChatGPT Pro is targeting professionals, researchers, data scientists, programmers,
Right.
anyone who needs that cutting-edge AI for their work.
So what do you actually get for that $200?
Well, you get access to a whole suite of advanced AI models,
Okay.
0101 Mini, GPT-40, and even advanced voice.
Wow.
But the real game changer is this 01 Pro mode they're offering.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this 01 Pro mode. What makes it so special?
It all comes back to that computing power we were talking about. Yeah. 01 Pro mode basically lets the AI think longer and harder by giving it access to even more compute resources. It's like giving the AI an upgraded brain
Yeah.
capable of tackling much tougher challenges.
So it's like the AI equivalent of like hitting the gym and bulking up its brain muscles.
Exactly. And they've actually put 01 Pro mode through its paces,
Interesting.
testing it against other AI models in some pretty intense challenges.
Like what?
We're talking things like the AIM math competition,
Oh, wow.
the Codeforces coding competition, and even PhD level science questions.
And how did it do? Did it pass the test?
It crushed the competition,
Wow.
especially in terms of reliability.
Yeah.
They call it 4 out of 4 reliability,
4 out of 4.
which basically means that it's not just getting the right answer sometimes, it's getting it right consistently every time.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Especially if you're talking about things like medical research or writing code, where even a small error
Right.
can have huge consequences. But I'm curious, how does this 4 out of 4 reliability actually work?
Well, think of it this way.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you can solve a math problem quickly,
Yeah.
but you're not totally sure if you got it right? And then other times you take your time, you double check your work, and you're totally confident in your answer.
Yeah, I definitely know that feeling, especially during exam season.
Exactly. 01 Pro mode is like that careful, meticulous student
Bro.
who takes the time to get it right every time. It uses more computational power to analyze the problem from multiple angles, double check its logic, and essentially eliminate any chance of error.
So it's not just about speed, it's about accuracy and making sure the AI's conclusions are like rock solid.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
What I find fascinating is that this level of reliability opens up a whole new world of possibilities for AI applications. We can start trusting AI to handle tasks that require absolute precision, tasks that were previously considered too risky to entrust to machines.
Okay, so let's say I'm a researcher or programmer who's totally sold on this 01 Pro mode. How do I actually use it?
It's surprisingly user-friendly, actually.
Okay.
You basically just toggle on 01 Pro mode within the ChatGPT interface. Like you'd select any other model.
Okay.
You'll see a progress bar while it's working,
Oh, okay.
since it is taking its time to think things
All
through
right.
more thoroughly.
So it's like having a personal AI assistant who's really taking their time to get things right, even if you're off doing other things.
Precisely. It's all about harnessing that extra computing power to deliver results you can rely on, no matter how complex the task.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So, and you know, it's great that it's so easy to use.
Yeah.
because it means that even people who aren't like hardcore AI experts can start using these powerful tools.
Totally. What's the point of having this incredible technology if only a handful of super techie people can actually use it, right?
Exactly. And that brings us to something really cool that they're doing with ChatGPT Pro. They're awarding grants to medical researchers who are using AI to tackle some of the biggest challenges facing humanity.
Wait, seriously? They're giving away free access to this like $200 a month tool to researchers.
It's amazing.
That's incredible.
It really shows that they're thinking about the bigger picture, you know, about how this technology can be used for good.
So who are these researchers? What kind of work are they doing?
Well, there's Catherine Brownstein, who's focusing on rare diseases.
Uh-huh.
There's Justin Reese, who's using AI to understand human disease in general.
Okay.
Rhoda Au, who's researching aging and dementia.
Wow.
And Duriya Untmaz, who's working on aging and cancer immunotherapy.
That's a pretty impressive lineup.
I know, right?
It's inspiring to see AI being used to tackle such important problems.
It really is. And it makes you think, you know, what other problems could we solve if we had more people?
Yeah.
Using tools like ChatGPT Pro.
So let's fast forward a bit. The blog post mentions that ChatGPT Pro is just getting started.
Right.
They're planning to add even more compute-intensive features in the future.
It's exciting.
What do you think that means for the average person? Could we all be using super-powered AI in our everyday lives someday?
That's a great question. I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where AI helps us manage our finances, plan our vacations, or even write personalized bedtime stories for our kids.
Okay, that would be pretty cool. Although, I'm not sure I'm ready to hand over bedtime story duties to a robot just yet.
Right.
But seriously, do you think AI will become that integrated into our lives?
I think it's inevitable.
Right.
We're already seeing AI being used in so many different ways.
Right.
From recommending products we might like,
yeah,
to helping us navigate traffic as the technology advances and becomes more affordable.
Yeah.
It's only natural that it will become even more ubiquitous.
Okay, so that's the exciting side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta ask, what about the potential downsides? I mean, I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know that things can go wrong with AI.
You're right. It's important to acknowledge the potential risks.
Yeah.
One of the biggest concerns is job displacement.
Right.
As AI becomes more capable of performing tasks that were previously done by humans,
uh-huh,
it's possible that some jobs could become automated.
Yeah, that's something I've heard a lot about.
Right.
People are worried that robots are going to take their jobs.
It's a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
And it's something that we as a society need to address proactively.
Yeah.
We need to think about how we can adapt our education and training systems to prepare people for the jobs of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs that will likely require a different set of skills.
So it's not just about learning how to code.
Right.
It's about developing skills that AI can't replicate.
Exactly.
Like creativity, problem solving,
yeah,
and emotional intelligence.
Absolutely. Those are the skills that will set humans apart,
uh-huh,
and allow us to thrive in a world where AI plays an increasingly important role.
But what about that other sci-fi movie scenario?
Oh.
AI becoming too powerful and turning against us.
Right.
Is that a real possibility, or is that just Hollywood hype?
That's a question that has been debated by philosophers and scientists for decades.
Yeah.
While it's important to be aware of the potential for unintended consequences,
mm-hmm,
it's also crucial to remember that AI at its core is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
So it's all about how we choose to use this technology and what safeguards we put in place.
Exactly.
To ensure that it's used responsibly.
Precisely. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations,
mm-hmm,
to engage with these complex issues and think critically about the potential impact of AI on our world.
Well said. This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, me too.
And it's amazing how quickly AI is evolving.
Right.
And it's clear that it's going to have a huge impact on our lives in the years to come.
I completely agree. And it's not just about the technology itself,
right,
but also about how we adapt as a society.
Yeah.
How we ensure that AI is used to benefit all of humanity.
So what's the next chapter in this AI story?
Oh.
What can we expect to see in the coming years?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
The future of AI is full of possibilities, both exciting and perhaps a bit daunting.
Yeah.
But one thing is certain AI is here to stay.
Mm.
And it's going to continue to shape our world in profound ways.
Yeah. It really feels like we're at like a turning point with AI.
I agree.
this whole ChatGPT Pro thing. It's just a glimpse of what's possible
Yeah.
when you combine cutting-edge AI with serious computing power.
Absolutely. And the fact that they're making it accessible to researchers
Yeah.
through those grants,
Right.
I mean, that's a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah.
It shows they're really committed to using this technology to make a real difference in the world.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it also makes me think about what you said earlier about job displacement and the need for new skills.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how our education system is going to adapt to this rapidly changing landscape. That's a really crucial question. We need to move away from just rote memorization, and really focus on developing those skills that will allow humans to thrive in a world where AI can handle a lot of the routine tasks.
So it's almost like we need a whole new way of thinking about education.
I think so, yeah.
Like instead of competing with AI, we need to figure out how to collaborate with it.
Exactly. It's about finding that right balance, harnessing the power of AI while also preserving those unique qualities that make us human.
Before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you said earlier, like this. You mentioned that the future of AI is not predetermined.
Right.
That really stuck with me. It means we have a choice in how this technology shapes our world.
We absolutely do. And it's a choice that we need to make collectively as a society.
Yeah.
We need to have these open and honest conversations about the potential benefits and risks of AI.
Right.
And we need to work together to make sure that it's used ethically and responsibly.
So what can our listeners do? What's one thing they can take away from this deep dive and apply to their own lives?
I would say be curious. Explore the world of AI,
Yeah.
learn about all the different ways that it's being used, the good and the bad. And don't be afraid to ask questions and challenge assumptions.
I love that. Be curious. Because the more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to shape its future.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with AI.
I agree.
But it's clear that this technology is going to have a profound impact on our lives.
Absolutely.
And it's up to all of us to ensure that it's used for good.
Well said.
So to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of smarter AI.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
We hope you learned something new and that you'll continue to explore this fascinating and rapidly evolving field.
And remember, the future of AI is in our hands.
Until next time, stay curious.